You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we will be talking about energy and time wasters. I posted this post on Instagram a few days ago, and it resonated with a lot of people because we always have the greatest intentions. We always want to do great things, but when we wake up in the morning, most people at least, they tend to not feel the same way that they felt before they fell asleep the night before. Because they don't have energy, because they're not ready to wake up and tackle the hard tasks every single day. So I wanted to make this post to show you what are four things that you can change today in your life that will positively impact your energy throughout the day. Now, with this said, please share this post with someone that you know has been struggling with energy dips. I was one of those people, so I know as usual that there's so many people that feel or at least felt the same exact way that I did back then. So if you shared this post with them, it will help them out, but it will also help you understand the concepts better. So point number one, jealousy. Jealousy takes you away from the present moment and robs you of confidence and energy. A lot of people, especially if you're in a relationship, or at least you think you are in a relationship with someone, you may feel jealous from time to time, and it's a normal feeling to have, to feel like you've been either cheated on or like someone is taking advantage of you. But in reality, if you are all in what you're doing, you either have a relationship with someone it's worth living, or you just try and block that stuff out. Do not hang out with people that make you feel that way on a constant basis, because if that is the case, can you see yourself being with that person in the long run? Probably not. So if you're focused on your work, on scaling your business, on doing great things with your life, you can't be wasting time and energy with people that make you feel that way. Now, point number two, greed. Greed makes you focus on scarcity and instant gratification and won't allow you to build a long-term vision. This is, again, very important. When people have dreams and, you know, all you hear is like, oh, I want to own a big house with a Lamborghini in the driveway and all that great stuff. I mean, it all sounds great, but at the end of the day, that is not what your life is about. Money is not what your life is about. That's why when people feel that way, and they have to face very hard situations with their business or while they're learning something, most of these people give up because their dreams are not that strong. Just having money and wanting more money for the sake of having it is not a great reason. And it's actually going to be detrimental to your success. So greed, really take that out of the picture when you're trying to build a vision for yourself. When you wake up in the morning, you want to get motivated, don't think about money. Think about how you can positively help people. How can you provide value, right? Those are the types of things that you want to focus on. Point number three, excessive comfort takes you away from pursuing your ambitions. It numbs your dreams and it slows you down. Now again, nowadays we all know that internet, Netflix, like Just Eat or Skip the Dishes, all these apps that deliver things to your house. I mean, you could literally sit on a chair 24/7, even sleep on a more comfortable chair, I guess, and literally never move. And while that's awesome when you're busy and when you're trying to do something else and you're like, hey, I'm just going to order food so I don't have to cook, for example. But in reality, if you always live in the state of comfort, you're going to get soft, plain and simple. You're not going to be able to stick to more important things, things that require a lot of effort, because you're always going to be looking for the shortcut. Now, with that said, what I do and what I tell all my coaching clients is to always do at least one thing a day that sucks, very bad for you. Whatever. For me, for example, I always hated taking showers, even almost normal showers, because I was super cold. When I got out of the shower, I felt super cold. So I said, you know what? I'm going to start a cold shower habit every single day. I've been doing it for, I don't know, months now, nonstop, 7 days a week. Very cold water. I'm talking about like very, very cold water. But now I feel better, first off, because it gives me that confidence that I need every day. But most importantly, I am not as soft. I try to seek these situations where I'm not comfortable. And when stuff that sucks happens to me, it doesn't feel that bad. Point number four, all types of negativity will prevent you from seeing and seeking new opportunities, and it promotes a victim mentality. Again, a lot of stuff happens every single day. Stuff that sucks happens every single day. You can choose the way that you approach it, though. You can just sit there and be a victim and feel like everything happens to you, blah, blah, blah. Or you can choose to own it, say, hey, it's out of my control. I can't do anything about it, if you can't do anything about it, of course. And you just make the best out of it. We don't even complain, because if you complain, even in your mind, you're, again, feeding your mind negative thoughts. That's not good, especially, again, if you're trying to run a business, if you're trying to work full-time and try to run a business so that you can quit your full-time job, you absolutely can't waste time and energy on negative thoughts, because negative thoughts are not going to solve issues. They're only going to create more issues. So again, I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and until next time, up your game.